What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. Friday edition. Come on, we got the weekend ahead of us. And if you're not listening on a Friday, thank you for joining us. We're going to let it be a Friday to you. I want to talk to you today about era of doubt. Look, we're living in an era of doubt. There's no doubt about it. I have one question for everybody today. What in the world happened to absolutes? Where I'm about to put a milk carton face up and just put, have you seen her? Absolute is gone. Where did she go? Somewhere over time, the New York Times published an article in the opinion section in 2014, and it was called this: Doubting is now a sign of faith. You know, years ago, there was right and wrong. There's no gray areas. This is what is good. I'm talking about from a Christian perspective. This is what is the Bible. This is what isn't. This is what's a moral compass. This is what isn't. And then over time, we have been in trouble. I've said this for years. The church has always flourished in persecution, right? Ask China. They're skinning people alive in the 80s, and now there's 200 million believers and 5 million a month getting saved. Anytime there's oppression on a people, the tide will turn and they'll overcome. It always happens. I mean, look at Gaddafi and all these nations that are just like, okay, we're done with you. Do you know what I mean? Like, there comes a point where there's so much persecution and opposition that you have to overthrow. You have to overthrow the unideal situation. But historically, we've not done well with options, right? So persecution and pain will always cause us to thrive, where blessing can, most of the time, you'll mess it up. And when we are trusted with thoughts and opinions and ideals, that's a moving target. Let me tell you that. That's a moving target. Because years ago, it wasn't as shady. You realize years ago, if you even committed adultery, you were like casted away from family forever. Like, there was like a scarlet A on you. I mean, just for adult, just literally sleeping with somebody else. Years ago, I remember my mother, years and years and years ago, I mean, 40s, 50s, 60s, she had an affair with a guy from the military. It was such a big deal that somebody in the military would, I'm talking about way back, would ever, high ranking guy, would ever have an affair with another woman, that my mother, they had to have a secret situation where she had to give this kid up for adoption because there was no one that could find out, because they didn't want it to shame the military career. Can you think what I'm, now when you think of some of these, come on, man. These dudes are slimes, dude. Their wives are slimes. Come on, man. There's no moral compass anymore. But there was a day, I'm talking to a former chief of the Navy, so don't be weird, military people. And he's nodding. There was a day that there was a compass in this country. Let's fast forward. Universities challenging ideals, there's a healthy part of it, meaning you have to learn to think for yourself. Does that make sense? I don't want my children, I'm not trying to tell them what to think. I am, to a degree, trying to tell them how to think, but it's through the filter of scripture. I don't want to bash my son's head over his head with Bible theology when he doesn't have a Bible experience. So there is a healthy part of life where you've got to experience God for yourself and experience principles of the Lord. So I get that. But what happened years ago is universities would start to like, oh, doubting is healthy. Questioning is healthy. So now what is happening, look, this generation right now is the most educated generation we've ever had, and it's not even close. And all it has done is produce doctrines and PhDs in criticism. There's no absolutes. They don't even teach right and wrong anymore. Everything is an open question. And if we're living life where everything's an open question, faith cannot stand. Because faith isn't an up in the air sort of type of thing. Faith is, it is absolutely an assurance. It is evidence. It is proof, and it is factual. That's what faith is. So we wonder why we live in a day where there's no faith on the earth. It's because there's so much doubt on this earth being masked as faith. We're going to continue talking about this. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about the era of doubt that we live in. And something, a doubt for some reason, has been now considered a sign of strength and faith, and it's foolish. I see young people in the church all the time. It's like you're considered cool because you're questioning truth. That is so bizarre. I'm not asking you political. I'm not asking you, you know, your preference in theater or, you know, what music preference you want. We're talking about the Bible. See, it's good to question. Like, when I questioned what I was told scripturally, it was to lean me to the real thing. I opened up the Bible. I shut all of your weird opinions out. And I said, God, I need to encounter you. Is miracles for today? Do you still set people free? Those questions drove me to even more absolutes. But when it has become cool and trendy to doubt, when doubt has become the new faith, we're in big trouble. We're in big trouble. Everything's questioned. Is Jesus real? Everything's questioned. Maybe there's no hell. Maybe there's no heaven. Maybe Jesus is a mother, an African mom. We don't even know what we think anymore because there's no absolutes anywhere. And that will kill a generation faster than anything. This is a great depression spiritually in the day we live in. Older saints, I'm not worried about them. They have a relationship with God. They lived through some tragedy. My generation is hanging by a thread. And as long as we have this subculture in Christianity where it's popular to question authority all the time and it's popular to not believe anything, you're not cool, dude. You're crazy. You're confused. We live in an era of doubt. Years ago, you would come. I mean, think about this. I mean, education used to be noble, right? Education used to be noble. It used to be noble to be like, man, my pastor went to Princeton and got a degree in whatever, biblical studies, and you know, he went to theology school, and I go to the church of Reverend Mark Burns III. I mean, that used to be noble. Like, people would come to your church based on your education. Now, the fact that I don't have a GED, people love. And look, I didn't do that on purpose. That's just my testimony. But it's amazing to me that we've gone so in. It's because what education means is not what it used to mean. The real remnant of people know that if you're full of yourself and you're full of education, you're probably full of doubt and unbelief, and you're not effective in this world. And truthfully, you're short-sighted. Questioning is good. Questioning God in the Bible is wrong. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 37, all you need to do is say simply yes or no. Anything beyond yes or no will come from the evil one. Let your yes be yes, let your no be no. We live in a day where there's no yes and there's no no. It's all, well, what do you think? Or, you know, it's always up in the air, and I don't really have a set of beliefs. That is demonic. Just because truth isn't popular doesn't mean it's not truth. Truth doesn't change. Seasons come and go. Do you know years ago you would have, I don't know, you'd go to a church, You'd hear something good. You'd be a part of it. If things didn't move you, you'd find another church down the road. And at best, that was like a lot of your influence, you know? Today, forget it. We live in such a media-driven generation where you actually don't even have to commit to anybody's opinion. I know people, they listen to me, they listen to someone else, they listen to someone, and you realize all of us don't agree on anything? Do you realize this, right? And people are just dumb. They just sit there, oh, you're amazing, you're amazing, you're amazing. Oh, I love what you said. Oh, I love what you said. Oh, you're amazing, you're amazing. People come up to me and they're like, oh, you said this, and I heard so-and-so. I'm like, dude, so-and-so doesn't even believe in the God I believe in. But because we live in this Facebook video scrolling, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, the world, magazines, TV, radio, every service is live, every podcast, you have so much information thrown at you every single day. The good news is you can be mentored easily. The good news is you can have access to me and other people that are doing great things for God that you wouldn't normally be able to talk to. That's beautiful. The downside is if you're not solid in your beliefs, you're going to get picked off and you're never going to believe anything right. Every other day, it's going to be a different thought or emotion, and you're never going to be solid in what you believe. Conclusion, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Find faith in an era of doubt. Doubting is not the new faith. Better find faith in an era of doubt and lean on the scripture and God's power and his presence, and you're going to really be a light in this dark generation. We love you. We'll see you Monday. Enjoy the weekend. Listen to this again. We love you. Thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.